she didn't have a man like Rolf Bantu, who was in 2004, he went to watch a football match. He was from Switzerland. He went to watch a football match for his club, with his club FC Basel, when they played Inter Milan. And got lost and stayed in Italy for 10 years.
What?
Returning back home. This is a true story.
He got lost for 10 years.
Yes, he got lost. the club left him and decided to stay in Italy for 10 years. Though, there's a disclaimer, he wasn't married. But this is an actually true story which happened.
And on that bombshell, we have come to the end of the show. Folks, thank you very much for your contribution, Anonymous. I hope you have heard. The folks were on both sides. Yes. You should understand and forget about that apology. But some are saying, yeah, maybe your man needs an apology. He needs to apologize.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, I'm glad that she said she still loves this man. It's just that this whole thing has messed up their bonding session. But all the best to you, Anonymous. Thank you very much for tuning in, folks. Back again tomorrow. Up next is Tonight Live. But first, we have the main news.
This is Drive Time. Drive Time. Is the home run.
When you choose Stanbic Business and Commercial Banking, you get access to our business solar loans. Accessing your business solar loans means you get connected to the right supplier for your business and the most feasible tailor-made solution. And that financing means 24 hours a day of uninterrupted power for your business, sourced directly from the Zambian sun. You see, there's going green. Then there's going green with Stanbic. Call 8888 for details. Stanbic is an authorized financial services provider and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
1801 up next, the main news.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Win number money 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu IMD, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Dalilo ku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Good evening. The headlines. NGOCC denies allegations linking it to being among organizations sponsored to support Bill 7. Fred Membe reaffirms right to consult with Betuz. And in global news, Kenya U-turn over charging prominent activist with terror offenses. With the 18 Hours Main News Bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. The Non-Governmental Gender Organizations Coordinating Council, NGOCC, has distanced itself from a circulating telephone recording involving two members of parliament suggesting a budget allocation to support organizations backing Bill 7, with NGOCC allegedly among them. Addressing the media in Lusaka this afternoon, NGOCC board chairperson Beauty Katebe has categorically rejected the claims, citing its 2nd June 2025 public statement clearly rejecting Bill Number 7 due to its lack of inclusivity, transparency, broad-based consultation, and democratic legitimacy. Ms. Katebe has maintained that the organization remains resolute in its stance, emphasizing its commitment to promoting democratic principles, constitutionalism, and inclusive governance. She states that as an independent, nonpartisan organization, NGOCC prioritizes amplifying the voices of the voiceless, particularly women, youth, and persons with disabilities, while holding duty bearers accountable for Zambians' well-being. Ms. Katebe says NGOCC therefore demands an immediate retraction and clarification from those behind these malicious claims, which she says are a direct affront to the organization's credibility, integrity, and legacy.
In this recording, one of the individuals suggests that a budget may have been allocated to support organizations backing the Constitution of Zambia Amendment Bill, of 2025, popularly known as Bill Number 7, and further insinuates that NGOCC is among the organizations allegedly involved. Let us be clear and categorical here. NGOCC distances itself from these unfounded and misleading allegations.
Socialist Party leader Dr. Fred Membe has reaffirmed the party's right to consult with various leaders, including the Basic Education Teachers Union of Zambia, BETUS, describing the union as a non-partisan grouping. Speaking after Lusaka magistrate Aida Piri adjourned a matter in which he is charged with seditious practices for alleging that President Hakainde Hichilema received $20 million from Democratic Republic of Congo President Felix Tshisekedi. Dr. Membe said the party is exploring potential collaborations with BETUS, provided the union remains unfettered by recent statements from President Hichilema. Dr. Membe also dismissed assertions that Zambia lacks a viable opposition, attributing such claims to a strategy of mind conditioning aimed at justifying efforts to destabilize opposition parties. He has expressed confidence in a united opposition front that will challenge the ruling UPND in next year's elections.
We have the right to consult with all the leaders of us. We have stated it before that the political leadership, not the only leadership in this country, there are also other leaders, also other authentic leaders of our people, traditional leaders, religious leaders, trade union leaders, and so on and so forth. We need to communicate with them. Yes, it's true, we have not yet held consultations with the BETUS, but we are in the process of doing so. If they are not intimidated by what Mr. Hichilema said, we'll meet them. Whatever they do, there will still be opposition to them to challenge them next year and defeat them. And much more so, a united front of the opposition. They are scared of it.
The Zambia Alliance for Agroecology and Biodiversity, ZAB, and its partners has collaborated with the Mbeza Royal Establishment to launch a platform to promote sustainable food systems and agroecology practices in traditional ceremonies. Speaking at the launch in Lusaka today, ZAB National Coordinator Mutinta Nketani emphasized the importance of collaborating with traditional leaders to disseminate information on sustainable practices, particularly in Southern Province, which has faced significant environmental degradation. Ms. Nketani explained that the platform aims to utilize traditional ceremonies like the Iguvidia Vanamunyati, slated for the 18th to the 21st of September 2025, to scale up agroecology practices and promote sustainable food systems. She said the focus is on transforming the entire food system, including production, storage, transportation, consumption, and waste management, to ensure environmental sustainability, food security, and nutrition outcomes.
Very happy that at this time when we are talking about transitioning to food, sustainable food systems, there is a lot of understanding about what has led to where we are now. Southern Province, in case, is one province where fertilizers were introduced much, much earlier before other regions. It is also one of the regions that has lost a lot of natural biodiversity, and this has been attributed to, one, the farming methods, but also due to overgrazing. Because as you know, especially in Namwala, where Mbeza Royal Establishment is, there's a lot of livestock. And as a result, we see almost a kind of desertification happening in this region.
And Chief King Nalubamba of the Ila people in Namwala has emphasized the importance of the traditional ceremonies in transforming food systems and promoting sustainable development. In a keynote speech, Chief Nalubamba highlighted the critical role that traditional leaders play in preserving cultural heritage and promoting environmental sustainability. He is calling for collaboration between traditional leaders, civil society, and development partners to co-create innovative solutions for sustainable development, stressing the need to build bridges between traditional knowledge and modern innovation, highlighting the potential for traditional ceremonies to serve as platforms for knowledge sharing and exchange.
The food system without culture is like a tree without roots, destined to fail and to fall. I invite our partners here to co-create with us.